Yes, I'm Richard Manson and Ali Al Saloom. Taking your questions this morning, ask Ali anything you want about Emirati culture and also about the holy month of Ramadan. Those questions that you think, actually, I don't know about that. I don't know what that person's life is, or what about if I was to offend somebody by what I'm wearing or something I say, or if I put my hand out to shake their hand. Those kind of things, the little day-to-day life questions that we kind of skirt around sometimes, maybe because we think it would be inappropriate or rude. So Ali's here to dispel some of those myths and to help us along our way as we are just about, I don't know, what are we, around 10 days to the holy month of Ramadan. It will depend, of course, on the moon.
Absolutely. I think around, most likely it's around between 20th and the 19th. But of course, we cannot say when till we are sure about, you know, seeing the moon. And as always, you know, there's going to be a committee responsible for that through our Islamic Affairs Ministry, and they will have that committee that is responsible to, you know, see the moon with a naked eye. And once that is confirmed, and mainly most of the Arab region comes together, the Islamic, you know, affairs in the whole region, and they choose. But there's always going to be a country or two who will always have a different opinion. They fast before or after, and that's when we start. So this year is going to be a real hot one.
Yes, it is going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
and also the hours of daylight, of course, when you will be fasting. So is part of the commitment and the challenge. And now for you, Richard, this is your fifth Ramadan, and we can count our years as expats by the Ramadans, you know. And I think for those people maybe who've just arrived or have not yet to experience the UAE during Ramadan, what they can expect. Now, can you remember that your first one, Richard, if what you were thinking about it? Did you have any concerns or?
No, I mean, I do remember the first one that I spent here in Dubai, and you know, and from an expat's point of view, the first thing that surprised me was that obviously there was a lot of outlets that closed down, and there was, you know, and so I had to sort of educate myself and really, you know, understand that the city I lived in and the part of the world I lived in. And then it made me think a lot, you know, and again, from a layman's point of view, just, you know, how much we take things for granted. And sometimes a time like Ramadan reminds us, you know, that we do take, you know, just getting water for granted or just taking food when we want for granted and all of those things. And again, that's a big reflection on the modern world we live in.
Absolutely. That's beautiful how you put it. I think the main thing, I mean, you've nailed it, is all about remembering. Ramadan comes not only for Muslims, it comes for everybody, for all humanity. But since you are in a Muslim country, the obviously this whole society and the whole country will go with the rules and the regulations of what, you know, Ramadan has to be under. And therefore, the whole, you know, timing that changes, the working hours that changes, all of these things, I think the first advice we give every single person who's here for the first time, and this is their coming first Ramadan, is not to feel phobic and not to think that they are going to jail just because they are hungry and they have to eat something or to drink something. So do not believe all of these websites that says you will go to jail just for doing such a thing. And of course, do not assume that you will, you know, will die from hunger or not have a life completely. In fact, Ramadan is all about being alive in so many different ways, from a spiritual point of view, from a communication point of view, from working point of view, from production point of view as well. So that's where we should, you know, put it as a highlight that in fact Ramadan is a great time that anyone who's here for the first time is to at least experience it for the first week or 2 weeks before you go on holiday.
I mean, and what I've certainly noticed, and I'm now entering into my fifth Ramadan, is that, you know, the town does reflect. It is a time of reflection, and you know, it's a time I very much look forward to now. I mean, the Sheikh Zayed Road slows down. Everybody's a little bit nicer to each other. Do you know what I mean? And all of those things that just, and it does make you stop and think a little bit about what's going on in this town at that time.
It's amazing how so many people have their own dreams when they say the Sheikh Zayed Road is not fully packed. You know, it's like an achievement for so many of us today.
But you know what that just shows you, though, isn't it? It's all about the individual and what's what's relevant to them and important to them. And then, and so at this time of year, things change. Yeah. So wherever you're coming from this, whether you're an expatriate or you're an expatriate that is fasting or Muslim, you know, wherever you're coming, you're, we're all going to go through a change. And it's, and some people do that very separately to each other. And I think it's just sort of building those bridges, really. So it's not so scary, the idea of, well, I don't really understand it, so therefore I'm just going to keep away from it. And I think it's not to say that you have to embrace it completely, but I think to just understand each other a little bit better.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about acceptance. You know, every time, I remember every time we speak about this and we come on the show, there's always something that I always like to repeat, which is, in order for us to show appreciation for each other, wherever we are, whether you are an Emirati, non-Emirati, anywhere around the world, this is my advice, especially for anyone who is in the position of being an expat in a different country. Remember, to be appreciated anywhere, this is an advice by my father, is that, you know, wherever you are, you must accept the others. If you don't accept the others and not search first for the similarities before the differences, it will always be difficult for you to show appreciation. Therefore, we could understand each other, but that's not enough. We could definitely appreciate each other, but there is something that you have to do in the middle, which is acceptance. Understand, accept, you will be appreciated. Without these three elements, it's so difficult for you to accept any thing that you see in around you in any society. Like, you know, for someone who hates to see any animal to be killed, if you go to Spain, you know, this is my upcoming thing that I'm putting on the paper, you know, when I was in Spain when I was a child, you know, going to the Matador show and seeing a bull being killed definitely will affect me, and definitely for someone who is an animal lover, this is, will hurt me a lot. But I remember my father said to me the following. He said, I know that it was a risk to take you while you're being a child into this, but I want you to know that by doing this for you today, you know that this is a very important thing for the Spanish, you know, kind of culture, so you have to accept it. Because if you came here while you're old, you will say look at those people, they basically, you know, kill animals and so on, which is not true. The same thing we want people, when they come to any Arab, you know, Muslim countries, to remember, we have our own values, we have our own faith, we have our own way of living. You're living with us. You're sharing the oxygen we are sharing in this part of the world. Therefore, rather than any complaint, embrace, accept it. We're not asking you to believe in it and do it, but just accept it. And that's going to be more than enough to show appreciation for each other.
So what if you are an expatriate, you're not fasting, and you are, it's, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're in your car and you're feeling a little dizzy, and you take a bottle of water and have a drink of water, maybe sitting at the traffic lights. What would your thoughts be about that?
Very good. So this is the way, see, every time we give any example, the minute we go into the details, it's much easier. In that case, anybody who's feeling sick, who's feeling dizzy, who's feeling, you know, Islam or any other religion doesn't ask anyone to die, or doesn't ask anyone to just put yourself in harm. Therefore, yes, you can drink. Now, the question is, how are you drinking that bottle? Are you putting the window down, putting, you know, daunting people by the traffic light, look at me, I'm drinking water?
Yeah.
Obviously not. You know, in such a situation, you will do it, you know, very discreetly, or, you know, just while you're on park somewhere. So the question is here, you know, in Ramadan, there is also those who fast. There's also reasons for those who don't fast, you know, like being sick, being ill, you know, women who are pregnant and they're, you know, in time of delivery and so on. All of these kind of the reasons, which is of course available on my portal, or of course we can discuss them if we have time, you know, that puts you in the situation of being safe. What is not accepted and is considered, of course, impolite before anything else, before any regulations or any policy, is that if you know that if you already accepted that you are in a Muslim country and the whole country is fasting in terms of the society that we're living, it means when you go out on your own in the middle of the mall and you're drinking, you're the only one doing that, for example. Therefore, it's the unusual. Just look at it that way. You know,
but
it's like,
I mean, again, it comes back to respect, doesn't it? And you know, we talked seriously that if you were dizzy or if you were ill, to drink some water, fine.
Absolutely.
But, you know, 99 times out of 100, we can be respectful and just stop and think, okay, we're thirsty and find a place, an appropriate place to have a sip of water and get on with our day. And it's just, again, about being respectful and stopping and thinking.
Absolutely. But, you know, at the end, all of our own private cars, most of them are tinted. So God knows who is actually doing what, you know. And there's people who smokes. And people should know that, you know, we're not saying expats only that. You know, even Muslims, you know, we're not perfect. You know, I always say all religions are great. They're all perfect. But the people who follow it are not perfect. So there's also some Muslims who might not be even fasting, you know, like that. So the question here is for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is a great, you know, time of our own Islamic, you know, faith and our own, you know, culture and tradition. And we should never, you know, have a problem with telling people that this is not part of Ramadan culture. So please respect it and, you know, and try to embrace it and go on. But at the same time, we don't want to harm people and tell them, if you think that you're really going to die, you know, drink some water, you know, don't die.